The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Go to the fucking gym.
Stop saying that!
Oh. Go to the fucking gym.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Wool Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 20 of Hundo and Bendy Says of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimcast, Sleevecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Beaches, Booshes, Bustas, Hustles, and your hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, it's powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you me. All right, fam.
Hi, puppy.
Welcome to 2926. It is a Swole After Dark, and it is also a Friday Fefcast. So let's put your hands together, because guess what? If you're a member of the one and only Swole Fam, if you're a member of Swole Normus X, you are getting access to an exclusive bonus live stream that we do every single Friday after the show. So this Friday episode will be a little bit shorter because we're going into overtime featuring a brand new driving while gaining, brand new balls deep edits. Those are the ones that we do in the throwback section. But of course, we got three new ones every single week, every single Friday. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be lit. You're really going to love this one. And of course, we're fresh off our our roundtable last night, which was awesome. And if you were there at the roundtable, you are really, really going to enjoy this week's Driving While Gaining. You're going to laugh your ass off because coincidentally, it was right on target. You will know tonight in the overtime. So very excited about that. It's going to be lit. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. All right, that's going live right after the live stream for members. All right, here we go. Let's get into today's episode. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? We got some awesome Swole Fan posts. We'll take questions. We will also get into a couple emails, and then we'll go balls deep, of course. Let's bust the nut open and get today's Swole card exposed. Drop in the comments, fam. What are you smashing today?
Thank you.
Swole After Dark. Hashtag Swole After Dark. Oh, man, that's a nice card. It's one for the ages. We'll put that in the books. Hashtag Swole After Dark for a chance to win today's Swole card. All right, we're about to get into the tip, so let's jump right into it. A reminder once more for anyone that's just joining now, Overtime for Members goes live immediately following tonight's live stream because it is Friday. Join us over there, SwoleNormousX.com. Now let's get into the tip. Shall we? Shall we moisturize? Let's do it. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. Very nice. All right, first Swole Fan post we got from Allie. Let's get into it.
What's in the box?
All right, Allie's one of our members and says, howdy fam, question for y'all. I'm in pull ignite, and for the straight arm pull down, I felt it more on my right side than my left, which makes sense since I'm right-handed. I was trying to tell myself to engage the left side more so my right isn't carrying the load. Any advice on how you guys mitigate your dominant side taking over? Thanks, fam. Well, stretching and yoga and stuff like that is great for balancing, but if you need to activate or bring up a lagging side, make sure you train it one arm. You can do a pull down one arm. You can do it on a bench. One of the things that is common with like a straight arm pull down or something that uses a cable is when you want to execute strength, you really want the most stable position possible. This is why people train their stabilizers when they want to improve their free weight exercise, a free weight squat or deadlift and stuff like that, making sure those accessory muscles that are contracting to keep the person, you know, locked in, not moving too much side to side in the frontal plane or front to back in the sagittal plane. Most exercises are taking place, you know, in the sagittal plane, doing a curl, doing a deadlift, doing a squat, doing a pull down. Most of the time people aren't doing rotation, which doesn't mean that you shouldn't do that. I don't want to get off topic, but these stabilizers are important and help you create stability, which is a requirement in order to execute maximum strength and maximum force. You want more stability, which is why machines or very stable controlled exercise are great for muscle building, because you're going to build more muscle if you're doing a machine leg press than like a single leg on a wobble board, right? You can't overload it the same way. So if you are looking to stabilize a movement like that with cables, you could use a bench. There's different ways to do a straight arm pull down. You could do it on your back on incline, facing forward on incline, depending on where your cable pulley is. There's a bunch of different ways where you can hit the lats from a pullover position. And I would also look into doing, you know, a single arm pull down, and you can really activate. Dead hangs are great also for decompression and for opening up a side, just doing dead hangs, practicing your dead hangs and allowing gravity to take over and help straighten out your shoulders. It's a really great thing for that kind of symmetry, but doing single arms are great. So if you have a weaker arm, let's say even for curls, if you're doing one arm preacher curls or one arm cable curls, do your weaker side first, and then with no rest, do the stronger side. So you're still working both, but neurally and your focus, your energy, you're prioritizing your weaker side. You can also neglect and not train the stronger side, but doing single arm exercise are a great way to bring up a weaker side. But you could definitely do one arm, single arm, straight arm pull downs, and you can anchor on a bench. We could also do some demonstrations and stuff like that moving forward. And a lot of people, a lot of members are in the Telegram chat or in the Facebook group. So Allie, if you're not in the Telegram chat, make sure you also do that too, because people post up exercise and ideas and stuff all the time. Chastity says, I'm in dire need of a support friend right now. Well, aww. You got all of us listening. All right, give it to us. I've been at this new job for 2 years now, and I'm finding it so hard to stick to a lifting program. I know, excuses, right? Yep. But I have days that is just mentally that burns me out on life. I have my diet 80% great, I would say. So that's probably like 50%. But I'm struggling getting back on track with lifting. Sounds like you're struggling with your nutrition too at 80%. Today, I was so overwhelmed with everything and I was supposed to go to the gym, but my solution was just to go for a walk so I could multitask by walking and answering calls. Are there any other workaholic, long working hour people out there that ever feel this? Believe it or not, I am working very hard at creating boundaries, even with my therapist. And It is even big steps for me not to stay at the computer and keep working, but instead to be out here walking and typing this, returning client calls and answering emails. Okay, crybaby rant over. Sincerely, cry for help, workaholic. I mean, it's your priorities. I don't know. I mean, this is just some sort of like, this is just some sort of compulsion. It's a compulsion to constantly be busy. I mean, I just think about meditation for you. Meditation is so important. That would be fucking amazing for you. You need time for yourself. And don't look at, this is what I don't like when people, training is work. Training is work. It's work. I've been going on a rant on Instagram, on Twitter, and posting on Instagram, talking about how training's not supposed to be fun. So everyone in the comments is like, or training's not fun. If training is fun, you're not lifting heavy enough. And everyone in the comments is, well, I think it's fun. I enjoy training too. I'm not saying, I don't go and train because I want to go have some fun. That's my point. So people misconstrued that and be like, no, training is fun. I enjoy it. Trust me, I enjoy it. I enjoy the pain. I enjoy overcoming difficulties. I enjoy the result, the pump. I enjoy the strength building and challenging myself. I don't think of it as fun. You know, it's not fun. It's not fun. You can enjoy it, but it's not. I don't go to the gym for fun, right? Most people that go to the gym for fun or they're looking for fun at the gym, you're not training hard enough. You're not doing it right. I'm not saying you can't enjoy it. It's a benefit if you enjoy it. But in other words, you have to do things whether or not you feel like doing them. So I think that you're miscategorizing training. It's not a lifting program. It's fucking, you're investing in yourself. That's work and you should do it first. First in your day, prioritize yourself. Prioritize yourself. Sheena says, I'm a former workaholic. I used to work 60 hours a week until my daughter told me she was sad I worked so much and I stopped. I was not going to miss their youth working. Look, Chastity, I'm not going to sit here and play pocket psychologist, but a lot of times people are workaholics because they're getting love and attention from the workplace. They're getting that validation. You're getting validated externally and you're filling up your day with, you know, client calls, people that want to talk to you, answering emails, people that are demanding or trying to pull at your attention. So I don't know what your personal life is aside, like in family terms, or what your past was like or your youth was like. But a lot of times people are workaholics because that's where they're getting their fulfillment, in the sense of that's where they're getting their social validation, their social, it's kind of like an external locus of your own happiness. And a lot of times when people want your attention, it's not for the same purpose, but you're filling a void, you're filling a gap, you're filling something up with this kind of compulsive effort. Because just because you're hustling or running around and multitasking, that's, in my opinion, that's a cover for making progress. You know, that's not where you're going. You're just kind of spinning your wheels, which is why you're, messaging us here. Just some thoughts off the top of my head, of course. When you say you have your diet 80%, okay, I think we all can use our imagination as to what that really means. What's your sleep like? There's a lot there. Again, I don't know if you have children, if you're in a relationship, all these different things, but your job doesn't care about you. They really don't. I mean, maybe some small businesses, you could have more of a tight knit, but man, people give them so much of themselves to these companies or corporations. And it doesn't mean you shouldn't, work hard, but you got to put yourself first. And obviously you're not in a good spot. Otherwise you wouldn't be reaching out. And we're here for you. I don't mean this in like a critical manner. I'm just putting some things out there based on a surface level paragraph. And this is more your own rant that you're just kind of like, you're getting it off your chest. So there could be a lot. There's a lot of things here missing, of course. Sheena says employers can exploit that too. They will take advantage of a workaholic to avoid hiring more employees that are really needed. Yeah, it could be. Sincerely, it could be. All right, let's get into a couple email responses. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. You know, going back to that post, that was in the Facebook group. So if anyone wants to jump in on that. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts of what I was saying in response to that, but I can read some more of your posts as we move forward because I think it's important, but that's kind of all I have to say right now. We have to move on, but definitely want to follow up with Chastity. You can go into the Facebook group, and Chastity, make sure you're in the Telegram chat too. Make sure in the Telegram chat too, because people are in there all the time. We have people in the Telegram chat from all over the world. So you jump in there, you can have a conversation. It's just if you never use Telegram, it's just a full rolling chat. So people jump in. It's like a group message and everyone's in there having conversations, replying to one another. So it's cool. MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. If you want to get on the email list, go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com and get the knowledge cock in your inbox. You don't have to only get it here. You can get it in your Gmail, your Yahoo mail or whatever mail. I'll rip that shit apart. Go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. This is from Chris. Don't feel like training today. Chris responded, you legend. No, you're a legend, Chris. Responding as directed, Papa, and going to destroy legs. Big fan, serving soldier over in the UK, training others, often utilizing your pillars and messages for the greater good. Don't ever change. I will not change. Actually, I will change, Chris. I will continue to make sick fucking gains. Let's go. Thank you for... I know you're in the UK, but that's America Junior. You know what I'm saying? All right, best wishes. Thanks for responding and... good for you, Chris, the legend himself. Rihanna on the same email saying, I just got back from a 1.5 mile walk in nature to make sure I got some sun and out of the house, plus something on my rest day. My shin and left foot are telling me that it needs more yoga as the ankles and wrist swolga has been helping as a recoup as well. All right, Rihanna, excellent fan.
Fantastic. I hear that, yeah. I can.
Glad to hear it.
I can. I fucking can.
Now, let's get into some knowledge. Give me some lights. Zoom. Facial. All right. And we haven't gone balls deep yet, so not quite. But soon. Soon. Maybe that's a new bonus section we'll do on the show. Okie dokie. If you want to ask a question, you can always submit a question over at askpapaswolio.com. You can call into the show. If you didn't know that, you can call in. You can do it multiple times. You can do it anytime, anywhere in the world. You get to record up to a minute, and then I will answer it in an upcoming episode. Today's Friday. We do a lot of calls, or as many that come in, and, you know, of course, we have to filter some of them out, but Sundays, the Ask Papa Swolio Live, we do a lot of calls, and if we have a lot during the week, we'll sprinkle them out through the week as well. So, askpapaswolio.com. Let's get into the first question. If you have a live question, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio in the comments.
What's in the box?
Kara Alexis, always asking a lot of questions. Appreciate them. What books do you read? I read lots of books. You know, I'm not the kind of person that remembers all of them off the top of my head, but I read lots of books on a lot of history books, a lot of economics books. I mean, I have such a variety. Science fiction, I love. I got a lot of different stuff. I got a lot of different stuff. Bitcoin books and just monetary theory books and things that are like textbooks and emergency, you know, survival guide books and all sorts of different things. A lot of different books. There's a book list. There's the bookstore, the Amazon book list, members on the homepage. Could probably put a link somewhere else also, but lots of different books. Many, many, a lot of members have checked them out. Amazon book list. It's on their homepage when you log in. Northwood 077. Papa Swolio, when you hit a plateau, what do you suggest in what changes need to be made? When you hit a plateau, what do you suggest what changes need to be made? I mean, I can't even answer this question. I could just talk about all the things, endless amounts of things need to be changed. It could be 15 things. It could be one thing. It could be nothing. And then you're just being fucking impatient. Or you're not measuring the progress correctly and you are actually getting closer. So when you hit a plateau, what kind of plateau? Not every plateau is the same. A plateau isn't a plateau isn't a plateau. So it could be anything. It could be sleep. It could be nutrition. Like, what are you plateauing on? I can answer this question, but I need to know what plateau that is. Because if I hit a plateau, I'm talking about reps and stuff like that. I'm talking about, you know, am I plateauing on exercise? My reps aren't increasing. Am I recovering enough? Is my volume enough? Is my form proper? Am I eating properly? What's my sleep like? Not everyone, I think most people should, but not everyone's trying to increase their strength. You know? Okay. Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about, which is fine. I could talk. I mean, that's an idea about plateaus, but I can't answer that question without knowing what the plateau is. All right. Ramirez 071098. It's like a social security number. What's more effective, Papa Solio? What's more effective, building muscle? What's more effective for building muscle? High reps, low weight, low reps, high weight. You can't really answer this question because both are effective. More effective in what capacity? You can build muscle with less fatigue if you go low reps and heavy weight. You should be increasing the weight. You should be increasing the reps and increasing the weight over time. That's progressive overload. That's how you're going to build muscle. At the beginning of training or a new style of training, you're going to have neural adaptations like neuromuscular coordination. Your body will gain strength, but you're not building muscle right away. You're just getting motor unit recruitment. Your body's synchronizing this kind of muscle firing at the filament level. And it's like riding a bike. You don't get stronger riding a bike, do you? You know, when you go from being wobbly to, hey, I can ride. Did you really get stronger? You got more coordinated. What does coordinated mean? Your muscles started working together better. My point is you didn't build hypertrophy. You just got a little bit stronger, kind of, but in the sense of the muscles that had to contract at the same time and your equilibrium. So you didn't like get strong in the sense of now you can squat more. You just got a little bit more, a better balance. So it's a different type of adaptation. So you can build muscle with high reps and low weight. It's just more of a requirement to go to failure and you might incur more fatigue. So that could be something that's a better idea for someone who's newer to lifting. I would generally recommend people do low volume, do very low volume, not close to failure, more moderate repetitions. Like I would recommend, people starting out, you do 10, 15 reps just to learn the proper form, but you go nowhere near failure. You're going to have fatigue. You're going to have soreness just from doing the movements and having the overload. You need to build up to that, right? Connective tissue takes a lot longer to adapt. The tendons and ligaments can't handle the same type of training to failure because you also don't have the same coordination. Your joints aren't as stable. It's just not safe, right? Someone who's never worked out before, let's do a set of five to failure. You don't have the coordination. You don't have the joint integrity, the connective tissue integrity. You're going to hurt yourself. It's just not necessary. So they're both effective, but at this point in my career, so to speak, and in my lifting, I don't really consider it low volume. I think what most people do is excessively high volume. And that's what I used to do. I used to do excessively high volume. So what I do, I don't consider low volume. I say low volume because it's what most people would see as low volume. Most people would perceive four working sets for chest in a week period, low volume. I think that's right down the middle. You could do a little bit more, but of course, the more volume you do, if you're training at high intensity, the more diminished returns you're getting. That fifth and sixth set, seven, eight, I'm talking about working sets. Like you're putting as much weight and going within like maybe a rep of failure, not the warm-up sets. So the more you do, there's just diminishing returns. 15 isn't better than 12, and 12 isn't necessarily better than 10. Once you get to about six or so, in my experience, you start to just get, I get really sore, but it just takes me longer to recover. So I'd rather recover completely and do less than push it with maybe six or more sets and then still kind of feel drained. Because remember, we talked about it in the roundtable last night, and then I'll move on with this question, that it's also systemic fatigue. So even though my chest, like the muscles, I could handle six sets. I could handle six sets. There's nothing wrong. Like I can do six sets of chest in a workout. I could do eight sets and I could still have like a strong output. It wouldn't be as strong as if I did that exercise first, but I could do more sets, but I'm going to be more sore for sure. I'm going to be more broken down. And it's going to take me longer to recover, not just from the chest workout. It's going to take me more days to recover from that chest training session, but it's also going to take me more to recover to be able to hit even another body part, whether it's back or hamstrings or quads. I mean, maybe I do a squat workout or something and, maybe the next day it wouldn't be a good idea. But if I did four sets of chest and maybe two of a different body part, did six or eight sets total, if I have like a certain limit of how much volume period I do, I could still train the next day and then take a day off after that and still have two great workouts in a row because I'm not incurring as much fatigue, but I'm getting the same amount of stimulus. So what you want to do is get that mechanical overload, that mechanical tension. You want to get that overload improving as often as you can, every week ideally, or every session ideally. And really, that's going to be the determining factor of you building muscle if you're doing that consistently. And you have to play with that volume and intensity with your life and your lifestyle and how you do it. And it takes time, and I'm still fucking around with it. I still tweak things. I was talking about last night. I'm still tweaking things. I'm trying something different because how would I know if maybe I like that better. Maybe I like this better. And it's different. It's a little bit, okay, well, you know, I won't know until I do it. And what a lot of people do when they join Swole Normous X and they try one of the programs, especially the newer one, Maximum Swole, you realize how much you were doing or how much extra you're doing. I realize how much extra I was doing this whole, God, for fucking years. I wish I was training like this 10 years ago because I was really sore. I was fatigued. I wasn't really tracking the things I should have been tracking. I wasn't training. I mean, I was training, but I think for a long period of my life, I was kind of spinning my wheels. I definitely made progress, but I think I made progress at certain periods by accident or by default. I'm subjecting my body to training all the time. Like you're going to crack through and make some progress here and there. You're not just going to slide backwards endlessly. So I'm not complaining about my progress, but I realize, shit, if I was doing some of this stuff, I could have made a lot more progress and decreased the overload and the stress on my body and, you know, different perspective on training. But of course you get older and you learn different things. And I think this is, you know, Maximum Swole is ideal for people that have been training for a while and that are much more advanced. And, you know, as you get older, I think it's a better way to train, to be more consistent, because you need to focus more on recovery as you get older too. Mr. Zach Life 80. All right. Papa Swole, if scheduling didn't matter. Oh, you mean in terms of your work schedule. So if you could do either one, is it better to exercise first thing in the morning or afternoon or evening? Can't answer that question, really. I usually work out in the afternoon. And sometimes, depending on how you classify the evening, sometimes but also we have long days and it's really hot in the afternoon. So sometimes, because I train, honestly, a lot of times I train outside. My gym's outside. A lot of what I do is outdoors under the tents, and it's hot as fuck. I don't know if you guys know, but in Florida, it's been this mid-90s this whole week, 96 degrees or 96 or 95 today. I don't know if it's going to hit 100, but man, it's fucking hot. So if I'm going outside, you can imagine at noon, even under a tent, it's going to be pretty gnarly. I have fans and stuff, and you know, it's fine. I don't mind it, but it's still going to take a lot out of you. So I like being outside during that time, but I've kind of been navigating sometimes, you know, maybe later in the afternoon, because it's still hot as hell, 4 or 5 o'clock. It's still sunny and hot. It's beautiful, but it's so my schedule, depending, sometimes I have things to do at 11, sometimes I'm doing the podcast at 10 or 11. So I just train after rather than do it first, because I'm doing stuff in the garden with the dogs. I'm enjoying my coffee. Sometimes I want to wake up and just train. I'll wake up and do a plunge, or I'll go outside and move around the sun and water the, you know, nice peaceful morning. But I don't necessarily have to wake up and, you know, start lifting heavy, but I do love that. So I would say, yeah, I do the electrolytes. I drink my water. I have my routine, and I'm doing that for as long as I want to. And if I want to train first thing in the morning, then I absolutely will. And I have many times, 4 or 5 a.m. I've done that stuff before. But I prioritize I'm prioritizing my sleep. So if we're going to sleep, like tonight after Swole, we're going to eat, you know, it's going to be a later night. So I'm going to make sure I get my sleep. I'm not going to wake up at 5 because, you know, I need to have the hustle and the grind. I have to get up at 5. It's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to sleep, make sure I get my sleep, and then I'll train tomorrow in the podcast as accordingly, just to be consistent. And I can do that. So I'm going to do that. And I'm grateful for that. So yeah, electrolytes first. I have my routine. And again, I'll change things when I want to change things, but morning or afternoon is my preference. Earlier in the day is better. If you have a locked in schedule, like a 9 to 5, train first. If you have to choose one, morning or evening, I really recommend people train in the morning. Get up early, go to sleep earlier. You'll love your whole fucking day. It's great. So, you know, if you get rid of the afternoon, I would say morning. Morning or afternoon, that's my call. And I like the afternoon too, because I've woken up, I've had some, you know, caffeine and coffee that's gone through my system. And I kind of have like decompressed and I'm ready and I got the show done. I usually like to do that first and then I can focus on other things. It's been so hot, so I really love having the cold plunge. Holy shit. Remember when I said I haven't done a first thing in a while? Now I'm starting to do it first thing and oh, I missed it. It's so hot. Like I've been waking up just like hot. And we have the room cold, like low 60. We have it fucking cold. And I just wake up. I've been waking up hot. I just feel I need to ice off and it's great. It's great. Okay, Mortiz, 2392. How do I get rid of soreness? Time. Time, proper nutrition, hydration, electrolytes. You're not going to get rid of it. You could foam roll and stretch and yoga, but you're still going to be sore. Like, you know, your body has to take care of business. So time is the recovery you're talking about. It's just time. So you can do these things to help you mobilize and feel better, but recovery is recovery. Georgie, LOL, one, how are you? And do you have advice for teenagers to become buff and mentally stable? Yeah, I'm great. Thank you, Georgie. And I do have advice. You have time. You don't have to be a Gymshark athlete. You know, you want to make sure you're doing it right. Focus on your nutrition and sleep. And a lot of teenagers, look, you're on your phones all night. I get it. I was one, you know, burning them in. I was up all night all the time and doing all this stuff. You know, if you're serious about training, you want to get big, then you need to get your sleep. And you're going to be maybe different than other kids, or most kids are going to be out partying or doing some stupid shit. But if you want to go the swole life, that's a great thing to do when you're a teenager. You know, go all in, focus, train hard, focus on building your strength, you know, getting that extra rep, you know, keeping track of your workouts, get like a composition book. I use the old college rule, black and white. I have like a stack of them. I just go through them and I write whatever the hell I want. I love tracking the shit. I used to do it in college and stuff like that. And I stopped, you know, sometimes I did and I kind of left it for a little bit and just did random stuff, which was great for a while. And then I got back into it a couple of years and oof, I love it. I love tracking it. I love seeing what I did last time because I don't remember. You think you do, but you don't. So anyway, sleep, proper nutrition. When you're a teenager, you know, learning skills and making money, enjoying your life. But, you know, there's a lot of things and opportunities for teenagers that you can build with like social media and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of cool options out there. So it really depends on what you're interested in. But I think fitness should be the backbone of it. It's going to help you with every aspect of your life. Good for you. Go for you, Georgie. Ooh, Sionaki. Pamasolio, big tits at the gym or a motivation or a distraction? Well, I'm the only one training at my gym. So either Mama Swolio or it's my chesticles. Or it's Pinkston Churchill's nips. But she doesn't really have big tits. Motivation or distraction? Not a distraction. I don't know. Motivation? Neither. I think they just are. I think it's like if you see someone who's hot, like there it is. What are you going to do? Are you working out or what? What are you doing there?
I can't train. I'm looking at someone with boobies.
Like, how does that affect your sets? You should be in the gym pumped up and, you know, feeling fucking great and training hard. If you see that, cool. Take a look, be respectful and get back to work. Right? I mean, don't, you know, freaking ogle the guy. Just staring, like drooling. But sure. I mean, I don't believe in this thing. Like, you know, you can't look, stop objectifying. Look, if you're going to hang tits out or wear yoga pants, you know, I have eyes in the front of my head. You walk by me, I'm going to look, but I'm not going to, you know, harassing someone's different. So I don't know. Put another 45 on the bar. And then you won't be distracted. You know, you're not lifting heavy enough. If you got like 5 plates on the squat rack or something, you're not paying attention to that shit. You know, if you might die, if you fail the next set, if you have a chance of dying, legitimate death, if you're curling like 15s, you know, hey, you know, you're curling 15s. There's no risk. You're going to like be distracted by everything. You're holding paperweights. You know, you're going about to bench like three plates. You're not looking around. You know, oh, look at that. I might die. Don't die. Don't die. Kara, what brand of water do you drink? Filtered water? I have a Berkey filter. You can get reverse osmosis too. We have something we have to install. But a brand of water. Oh, or like if we have some bottled water for like emergencies, Mountain Valley. But you can filter. We like filtered water too. All right, let's go balls deep because then we have overtime so we can move along. Let's get into it.
That's deep.
All right. Why is that on the screen still? Okay, thank you. Thank you, balls deep. We got overtime coming up in just a few moments, so we are going to do... This balls deep section is going to be very, very brief, so we can move forward. So get ready to switch on over to the Daily Swole Telegram chat for the overtime. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com, and get access to all the previous overtimes and all upcoming overtime segments. Let's do... So we got here in the folder, fam, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. And of course, we are going to have more tomorrow because tomorrow's Soul Slut Saturday. So we'll do more tomorrow. Oh, that was all right. That was, it felt good. Aaron said picking number 1. You got in there first. Aaron's, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. That one? I had just shown Mama's. I saw this. Oh my God. I shared this on X. Okay, this is called Delulu at Disney. Oh my God. We're just jumping right into it. We might be moving on after this. Oh God. If you haven't eaten yet, or if you, well, I don't think it matters. Here we go.
I'm gonna get banned from Disney. I swear, we're about to get banned from Disney. Last summer, I got my Cake Pops removed, and the plan up until recently was to get my marshmallow wand reconfigured into a marshmallow tunnel. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I noticed some hair regrowth on my marshmallow wand. That's bad, because the outside of the wand is what becomes the inside of the tunnel, so you don't want hair growing there, or else it's very uncomfortable. So I talked to my surgeon and he said that it would be best to postpone the procedure until after hair removal is complete. This is obviously disappointing because I was really excited to have a marshmallow tunnel sooner. That being said, it is still happening. We're just not sure when it's happening. Hair removal is a fickle thing and it's really hard to predict when it will finish. But my hair removal technician thinks it will be before the end of the year. So, fingers crossed. Oh my God. Want some? My mom's here, by the way. The marshmallow tunnel.
No, you didn't freeze. I think everyone's going to think you froze. The podcast froze. Absolutely.
Matt Damon.
Gross.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
Gross. That poor mother. Can you imagine just looking at your failed parenting? Gross. We talked about this. I mean, this is what you do at Disney with kids around, right? You talk about how you're going to get your penis pushed back inside your body. But you have to wait until you get your laser hair removal. That way you don't have a hairy flesh wound. A little hairy, I don't know. What is it? A hairy fuck tunnel? Is that what we're going to call it? What should we call it? A hairy fuck tunnel? I think I'm going to call it that. A hairy F tunnel? A hairy... What's the title of today's episode? We're going to have to let... I think we'll have to, like, you know, whoever wins the swole card gets to, you know, gets to create the title. We might keep on doing that for a little bit. That was fun. Yeah, Harry fuck tunnel. Harry marshmallow tunnel. Oh, that's it. Harry marshmallow tunnel. All right. Do we have to stay here? Do we have to do more? Or we can move on? What else do we do after that? Yeah. Let's do one more. Pick a number one or two. Let's do one more. Let's do one more, and then...
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Let's do number one or number two. We'll do one more, and then we're going to overtime, all right? Holy gross. Holy gross. Let's do number... Okay, let's go. Let's go with Sheena number two. Sheena number two. Let's see what we got here.
What's in the box?
All right, things straight-sized people must learn. So that's not a thing. You mean people that are physically fit and take care of their health? All right, let's see what we got here.
So this is not a call-out. This is not me trying to be aggressive.
Oh, boy.
But something that thin people and people who are straight-sized or mid-sized must learn sooner rather than later. There is a difference between you going to a store and being a standard size and it being sold out and not available to you, and plus size people who the sizes do not exist. Those are not the same. Do not compare them. One is a systemic problem. The other one is you have to wait till Tuesday till the new truck comes in. I'm just putting it out there. Just
one's definitely a diabetes and terrible lifestyle habits problem. So you're right. It is systemic. You systemically like shit.
Just a friendly comment that these are not the same.
Right. One is a you problem. One's a store problem. One's a problem with you eating too much cake and not exercising and trashing your body. And the other one is inventory. Whoever's managing the product shelves didn't order enough in advance. That's what it means. My theory is still correct, right? It's no straight men. Right? My theory is correct. It's never straight men. It's always women or gay dudes.
Are there any women here today?
Right? Completely accurate. It's always either the gays or the women. No straight white men, straight black, no men are doing this shit. Why is that? Come on now. I'm waiting for an answer. Where are the straight men saying this kind of shit? Where are the straight men? Where are the straight obese men talking about this shit? Where are they? Where are the straight men with fat acceptance? Where are the straight men? They don't exist. It's women and gay men. Why is that? I'll let you drop it in the chat or think about it. All right, Swole Car time, and then we are going into OT. Here we go, Swole After Dark. What's it going to be, Falcon? Let's give away this slut. Come on, eh? Swole After Dark. All right, chicken dinner. Today's winner is... It's Odin's Heathen. Congratulations. On the money. Swole After Dark. It is what it is. Odin's Heathen. All right. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. SwoleCard2926 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email.
Finish him.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right, fam. We are going into OT right now. So make sure that you switch on over now into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. For members only, join us, SwoleNormousX.com. We will start in 2 minutes. We have brand new Balls Deep edits. We have brand new Driving While Gaining. We'll do a throwback. It's going to be awesome. See you there in 3, 2, 1. Peace, McGeese. Deuce, McGoose. Ya boy, Papa Swoleo. Oh, out.